Vayter in Shas. Spear and Sanhedrin, Daf Mem. Mazel for all those who finished the fourth parak and now begin the fifth parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. Get ready for a whopper of a Mishnah, taking up almost the entire Amud. Here we go. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. We're now going to talk and to continue on with the witnesses. First, we warn them, like, don't be messing around. Make sure that you're doing the right thing. Be honest, be real. And now we get into where we known as something we spoke about, chakiros and drishos. Chakiros are instrumental, are necessary, and that is that we ask them a series of at least seven questions, and those seven questions are there in order to make sure that we have the ability of making them into edim zomimim. That we can zomify them. If you have them coming along and showing that, how could you have said that? You know, imanu yisem b'makom ploni, b'zman ploni, etc., etc. So that was the purpose of the first set of questions known as the chakiros. Then we had the drishos. The drishos are other questions that are asked in order to try to make sure that the witnesses are on board with one another, that a series of questions that they're asked. Now, the drishos, the chakiros questions, those are necessary. If they don't answer them, then you can't move forward. And if it ends up being zomified, then they end up getting the punishment they tried to give. When it comes to the drishos, so then that's a little different. If they don't answer, so then that's less of an issue. But if they answer wrong, in other words, if the witnesses that are separated and they're asked questions and they give different answers, so then we nullify this, the shtukotoy, we nullify their testimony, based on the fact that they answered wrong. Okay, that's a bit of an intro. Let's get started. Zok da Heilige Mishnah. Ha, you both can know some b'shiva chakiros. When you're checking them with the seven chakiros, says Rashi, this is on the Sidra de Masnisa de Salik Menei, what we left off with Kai. Achash she'aymu aleim, after we warned them, you know, how you both can know some, they checked them. B'shiva chakiros, b'gemar yalaflu mekoi, we're going to learn that from the psukim itself. Be'eza shavua, we ask, what shavua? Rashi says of Yovel. In other words, we know there's something known as Shemitah. There's seven Shemitah cycles until you get to Yovel. So we say Be'eza Shavua means what Shemitah cycle was it? Every 7 years is one Shemitah cycle. After 14 years is two. After 21 years is three, and so on and so forth. Be'ezah Shana, which means Shal Shavua, what year of that Shemitah cycle? Be'ezah Chodesh, what month did it happen on? Be'ezah Chodesh, what day of the month was it in terms of, like, Rashi says on the 20th or on the 25th, Be'ezah Yom, which means the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, what day was it? And Rashi says, Shal Shabbos. And even though, Shalom Bekach Bekach Chodesh, we said already what date of the month it was, Afapikin Sholom Hem Be'ezah Yom, ask what day it was with Shabbos, Haya Lefisha Kola Sheva Lalu, Bo Slavian Lidi Hazama. The whole purpose of this question is to bring them to Hazama. Vishema Yesh Edom Lazima, remember there's Edom to zomify them, Ve'ein Mailan Alibam Necheshbon Shechodesh, they don't know what day of the month it was. Then they're able to zomify them. So we ask him what day was. Be'ezah Shah, at what time? Rashi says Shel Yom, because Shema Ein Edim Laziman. Maybe they weren't Edim to zomify them the whole day. Ve'ezah Laziman also Shah only for that particular time. Be'ezah Makom, in what place it was? Rashi says Shazuhi Hamoelis Avias Akola Chakiras Azama. The Balav Achilom Mitzmi. You need this one for this, like the most important one. That's where was this? Rabbi Yossi Yomer. He says Be'ezah Yom, Be'ezah Shah, Be'ezah Makom. We brought a series of Tanakhama, a series of seven questions. Yossi says there's only three questions. What day was it? What time was it? And what place was it? And Rashi says that we will see in the Gemara, time may come, be Bryce of the Gemara, we can see on the base what his reasoning is for that. Makirin Atemoso, did you recognize this person, the victim? Rashi says over here, Esaharik Shamanachri, maybe he's a guy. It was Vizu Eno Minachakiros Shel Azama. This is not one of the Chakiros of Azama. Ella, throwing in the back over here, Kechol Sharbadikos She'enon Ella lachish. These are for like other bedikas that are coming to be machish, right? To make sure that there's no contradiction to the edim. Shema lo yomer kedivarav kedivri chaver. Maybe he's not going to say like his friend's words, but he batal do some, and the ed is going to be batal. Vehu vehem peturim. They're going to be pater. Avim nechakiru shal zami yatam motzi yoser mishivak hamim begemar. When it comes to the chakiros, there's only seven as we are going to see in the Gemara. So they would ask him, do you recognize this guy? His Ratsembo, did you warn him? Did you give him Hasra? Ovid Avodah Zara. Now, in the case of someone who's involved with Avodah Zara, Rashi says, Ime Ida Mekach, Sholen as Mi Avad Pa'or or Merkoli. So he'd ask him, who do you go and worship? It's Mi Avad, or Pame Avad. Who did he do it? And how did he do it? No, it's by Merkolis, Beshchita, or Beshtachava. Did he do it by shechting something? Did he do it by bowing down to it? Anyone who increases the amount of bedikos that are done over there, that is meshubach. Ma'isa, the story time with Batak ben Zakkai, but ukseitainim. It's one time that there was a case by ben Zakkai. This case came in front of him, and he checked the witnesses in reference to the stems of the figs. Rashi show you me eden alav l'shahargu tachas teina. Batak ben Zakkai, he said, well, tell me about this teina, about these figs. Zu uksin gatsin udakin, were the thorns that came with the stems that came off of it. Were they thick or were they thin? Okay, it's son of a pri, makom chavero, achibur le'ilon. That's, the stem, like we just said. Ma ben chakiros lebedikos. What's the difference between these two? Chakiros, when it comes to the chakiros, echarom eini yodea, by the case of the, those are the main questions. One of them says, I don't know. Edus ametela. Their edus is batel umavuta. It's Donsky's. Rashi says, the sheva chakiros mikroi nafkel. We're from the pasuk. Obeinam bekulu shete yochel lazimim. We need all each one of them to be able to be do azama. The azama ksiva behu. The came from Dama in Yodea, one says, I don't know. Enter Yochal Azim, he can't be amazed. He says, well, where was it? He says, I don't know. So then you can't say, like, oh, well, how could you say that you're with us in another place? Because he could have been in another place. The Bosa Chakira, the came from the EF Shalakayim, but Mitzvah Sazama, Bosa. Since you can't do hazam with that aid, therefore it's batal all the aidus. Afilu hein mea de'ain means 100 de'ain aidim nasim zomim in atzir zuma kulan and aidim not called zomim until you amaze him all of them because remember seches makas of him a base minayis afilu hein mea talmud lomer aidim. Okay, it's like the Gemara. So back in the thing, echadim v'diodeh aidus v'diodeh is batal bedikos. When it comes to bedikos, which were the extra questions, then. If one of them says, I don't know, if one of them says that I don't know, if I feel Shneimer in Yodem, or even two of them come and say that they don't know either, Edus and Kayamas, their Edus is still Makuyim. It doesn't knock it off in the case of the Bedikos when they say that they don't know. Says Rashi, explaining this, he says that Amru, Bedikos, Afilu, Amru, Kulan, Enyon, Yodin, even all of them said, but the supplementary questions of, the Bedikos, they said, we don't know, Mitzvah Zama, Ru'i, this guy, he's still the Mitzvah Zama could be Mekayim behem, the Ein Zama Teluya, Ela Bechakiros, Zama is only by the Chakiros, the investigations, Lomar, Imano, Yisim, Bosa, Shah, B'makom, Melchir, you were with us at that time in the place, Kol Yisim, Betela, Shabigamar, Hu, Vehein, Peturin. Okay, let's see, maybe, all right, let's jump into the thing right now. So, Bedikos, Echad Omer, in Yodea, huh? Echad, Chakiris, Echad Bedikos, both of these, but Zman Shemachishin Zedzeh, when the witnesses contradict one another, then, Edus and Betela, then, their Edus is going to be Batel. However, we're going to see now that even in Chakiros, if they answer differently, it doesn't necessarily knock off their Eidus. Echad Omer B'Shnayim B'Chodesh, if one said happened on the second of the month, the Echad Omer B'Shlosh B'Chodesh, someone said no, happened on the third of the month, Eidusan Kayemes. Their Eidus is Mekuyim, Sheze Yodea B'Bur Shechodesh, Veze En Yodea B'Bur Shechodesh. One of them knows it was an Ibr Chodesh, one doesn't. Rashi says, Zeh Sha'amer B'Shnayim Yodea Shechodesh Sha'aver Male Haya, V'Yom Rishon Shel Chodesh, Shehu Yom Shloshim Chodesh Sha'aver Haya. So it was just one of them knew it was an Ibra Chodesh, one didn't realize it was an Ibra Chodesh, but they're talking about the same day. V'zelomer b'shlosha, this one says, no, it happened on the third of the month. V'zelomer v'echadomer v'chamisha, it happened on the fifth of the month. Then we got ourselves a problem, and then it just happened to Taylor because it's too far away from each other. That is a contradiction, and therefore it is Donsky's. Echad Omer b'shtei shalos, Echad Omer b'shalos shalos. One of them said it happened in the second hour of the day, and one said, no, in the third hour of the day, Rashi says, the toy in the Bahachi, we're going to see. Edus and Kayamas, right there. The Edus is upheld because it makes sense that a person is going ahead and makes a mistake with, the hour, what's going on. By 1 hour, that makes sense. Hi. If somebody goes and says, Echad Omer b'shalosh, Echad Omer b'chamesh, once it happened in the third hour, once it happened in the fifth hour, that's a mistake that people don't make. Edus and Betela, it's going to be batel. Right? Yeah, that's too much. Rabbi Huda Omer Kayemes. He says, no, even that, could be mikuyam. Their edus is not batal. Says Rashi, dekulehai tayinchi inish. People make a mistake, you know, up to 2 hours. That makes sense, right? If someone says it happened the 5th hour, one said it happened in the 7th hour, so then a dusan betel is batel. Because now when you're in the 5th hour of the day, the sun is on the east side of the sky. It's already in the west side, and therefore west side. Right there, even Rabbi Yehuda be maskim. For the 3rd to 5th hour, you know what I'm saying? Let's say on the 6th to 6th day, it's 9 o'clock till 11 o'clock. That's one thing. But 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock, that's a major difference. You can't make that mistake. And therefore, it's going to be batel. Even Rabbi Yehuda says. Okay, now. After they went in and they investigated the first aid, they would go and bring in the second one. They found that their words are mechuva and that they work in sync. And now we got to, you know, work out this deal over here. Rashi explains, now we have to go back and forth in the matter. We start off with the schos, like we saw in the Lamed Beis. Right, that they say, don't worry, if you didn't do the wrong thing, then everything's going to be good. It's Rashi, Yilo Katat, Lo Tidchal, Kedamen Bepirkat, Daflam Bezim Bez. Amar Echad Min Eidim, if during the Shtiklach, you know, back and forth, one of the Eidim speaks up and says, Yesh Lamed Lov Schus, I have something I could be Malamed Schus on him to get him off the hook. Which is pretty intense over there. Oh, Echad Min Tamidim, one of the Tamidim of these judges that are over there, Yesh Lamed Lov Chofa. It says, I can go and shochov mishatkin or so. Then they quiet him down. Rashi speaks out and says, Am echem le talmidim, that if one of the talmidim go ahead and they speak up. Or it says, echem le eidim, yeshu lamed alav schos, and mishtatkin, so we quiet him down. Mekoshkeinim ha-yabba le-lamed alav chova. Right? If one of the eidim comes and speaks up to try to do such a thing, we quiet him down. Vitaima, Amr, because Elbi said in the Flamidal, the Eid Echad, Lo Yana, Benefesh, Ben Lachos, Ben Lachova, Mishum, the Michsi, Kinogebe Eidus. It looks like there's a problem with your Eidus if you do such a thing. Now, if it ends up being one of the Talmidim says, you know, I can go and find a chova, then we quiet him down. Rashi says, Hayoshin lefnei adayarim yeshli lamed alav chova mishatkan osel kadmin la'end of lamedalit de'ed echad lo yana benefesh lamos who de'enu onehu l'schus oneh, right? Only in order to come to be mezakeh him, you can come to do, but not to be mechayv him. Echad Amar Echad min HaTamidim, but let's say one of the Tamidim spoke up, and he says over here that Yesh Lamed Alav Schus, I could find a, you know, a schus for him to get him off the hook of murder. The Malan Oso Umoshivin Oso Beinayim, they're Malan, they elevate him and they bring him, you know, to be with him. Veloya Yorid Misham Koliom Kulo, and once he goes up, he doesn't come down, right? We go and we leave him there for the entire day. Even if, let's say, he was, we say, like, okay, nice try, didn't do anything, we leave him up there for that day, at least. Im yesh mamish b'dvarav shamam lo, if there's mamashas to his words, then they listen to him and say, okay, you know, this guy knows what he's talking about. If afilu omer, even if he says, yesh li lamed al atzmi schus, in other words, the one who's been put on trial, he says, I can bring you a schus to myself, shamam lo, we listen to him. You know, like, let him sit there quietly, nothing. Bavach yesh mamish b'dvarav, that's only if there's mamashas to his words. Now, if after going through the discussions, im matzu lo zechus, they take off on his chus, again, after off the hook, then pitaruhu, they pater him, they acquit him. Vim lav ma'avirina solamachar, and if not, they can't find someone to get off the hook, they wait till the next day. Rashi says, ma'avirina sadin ad lamachar mishum halonas din. We saw earlier, that we allow it to sit and to ruminate. Maybe we'll find an answer. Umiz davgin zugos, they would pair, they would become into pairs. This would be Yom Rishon Lacher Shei Viruhu Ladun. After they did this, then Mimakom HaYeshiva HaYimizdavgin BeBatehen O Bashuk V'Nosim V'Nosim Adavar. They would split up all the Edom, and they would continue with it. Hayu Mimatin Mimaychol. They would eat less. Veloyu Shosen Yain Kol Yom. They wouldn't drink wine for the entire day. little food, no getting drunk, venosa and kola laila, and they would stay up all night long. Again, it's clear. Rashi says, ish la'atzo, each one according, you know, by himself, would try to work this out. This is a big deal. This isn't a small deal over here. L'macharas, l'machas, mashkimim l'boy in l'bezin. Next day, they would get up, make their way to bezin. Hamazake Omer, the one who's a mazake, is trying to mazake and would say, "Ani mazake, umazake nibim komi." I try to acquit him and I stand in my place. V'amechayev Omer, the one who's mechayev, says, "Mechayev, umechayev nibim komi," and I also stay in my place of being mechayev this person. Amalamid Chov, Amalamid Chos, the one who originally said that he wanted to be Mechayiv him, can now switch it and switch it to Schos. Rashi says, Amalamid Esbel Chova, Im Matzalo Halayin, Lo Schos, Amalamid Chos, Amalamid Chos, but Amalamid Chos, and Yochalach, Amalamid Chova. Someone who found the Schos from him, you can't flip it around to Amalamid Chova. Now, remember that we had the whole time that there were these scribes, so from their writing, either two or three, and that we discussed earlier, Lam Vov and Beis, Toba Davar Shnei Sofim Adayonim, Maskirin Osal. Let's say they made a mistake saying, like I said yesterday, this, I say this today, they reminded him what they would say. If they found a reason to acquit him, then they would acquit him. V'im lav omdim laminyan. If not, then they would go and they would go to a vote. Like we learned way back in Daf Beis, I don't remember exactly, but we spoke about the idea that, in Digin Daf Beis, Shneima Sar Mizakin, V'achadasar Mechayvin Zakav, 12 find him innocent and 11 find him guilty. So then he is, off the hook. If you have 12 that want to be mechayiv and they find him guilty, and 11 find him innocent, or even if you have 11, one says, I don't know, or even if you have 22, then I would say he's off the hook. Or they're coming mechayvin. Ve'echad omer in yoder, so he's guilty. And one says, I don't know, Yosifa dayanim. Then we start adding dayanim to the mix over here. Ve'kama Yosifin. How many do we add? Shnayim, shnayim ad shivim echad. We keep adding two at a time until we reach 71. Says Rashi, Shnayim Lakan, Shnayim, Im Nischalko, Shnayim, you add two more, Shosifu, Zalakan, Vizalakan, Dakati Leka Toya, Lolotova, Alpi, Echad, Velolor Alpi, Shnayim, remember there has to be two winning to be bad and one winning to be good. So if you keep doing that, then Tzarech La'osif, Ot Shnayim, it got another two, Bechinat Shim Echad, until you get till 71. Shloshim Vishisha Mezakin. We have 36 and say he's off the hook. Ushloshim Mechamisha Mechayim and 35 say he's Chayiv. Zaka, he is off the hook. But if we end up with, if Shloshim Vishisha Mechayivin, if you have 36 say that he's Chayiv, Ushloshim Vechamisha Mezakin and 35 say he's off the hook, so we have a bit of a problem because you have to win by two. You can't win by one. But now we're at 71 judges and you don't go more than that. So what do we do? Dunin Elu Keneged Elu. Now it's fight. They fight against, they work, they go against each other, they debate. Ad shiir echad min hamechayiv and divrei mezaken, until they're able to overturn one to the other side. And it's got to be that we switch the guilty to innocent, because innocent can't switch to guilty, so guilty can switch to innocent, and then it'll be 36-35, the other direction, and boom, then we're good to go. Nope, I am wrong. Sorry, a little perusal of Rashi here says not like that. Ika toyla tova al pi eid echad v'adinim your echad min mezakin is divrei amechayvin. Davalu shloshim shav. I guess you can switch that way. And then it's up having 37 mechayvin v'ika toyla ra. If it comes tova, you need to have one above. Right, and here's ra al pi shlosha, and it ends up being instead of 36-35, it's 37-34, and then you have a win over there. Ubishas gemar din ha ukimna da'afa malamit schos yochel. Right, that's why. Because we said that when it comes to at the very end, then you could switch lachsor v'lalamid Allah achova. V'hadatan hachi mishom lishna malya daschus kamahader v'hachi teritzna bepirka la'el. We saw this, the Nafla Medalat. So why is it we only spoke about the idea one way? Because we want to talk about the nice way, not the wrong way. Wow, that was a Mishnah. The long-awaited question, how do we know this? Rashi says, Davdinon Sheva Chakiras, and we do seven Chakiras. Amar Rav Yehuda, says the Halig Rav Yehuda. The Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, Vidarashta, Dechakarta, Vishaalta, Heitev. Pretty straightforward there, right? And that is, this is talking about in Irani Dachas. Irani Dachas, that's an entire town, is guilty of Avodah Zarah. And what happens? We burn it to the ground and everybody there is put to death. So when it says in the Pasuk, Vidarashta, the first time it says, you shall inquire, Vichakarta, you shall question, that implies they have to be checked very well. So each one is one question to be asked of the Edom. Then the next, Vishalta, you should ask, doesn't have as strong, but together with Heitev shows another question that has to be asked. And therefore, it comes out from this three different questions. That's what Rashi says. And therefore, and the fact that and by one who goes and does the Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says, Vidarashta Heitev, Hatre, the Ilu Vidarashta below Heitev, Mashma Jerisha Ma'alya, Ube Edim Zomingsi, Vidarshu Ashoftim. So that's another two, right? Vidim Zomingsi, Vidarshu Ashoftim Heitev, Mehine Eid Sheker Ha'ed, Mazhircha, Kos of Lidrush Heitev, Im Edim Achronim, Maz Mazimim, Nesavishonim, Hareshav Hakira. So you got three, then another two is five, another two comes out to seven. So, v'darash v'chakir v'shalta heitev, v'omer, v'hu gad l'chav v'shamata v'darash heitev, that's by an individual person doing a v'dazar, v'omer, v'darash v'shalta heitev, and then we check it two, so three different psukim, first one's three, next is two, next is another two, that comes out to a total of seven. Beep, turn the page. Mem amud aleph, thank you, amud beis, v'im achada chada kidichsiva, Frek the Gemara. Who says that it's three and two and two? Let's say each one of them, it comes out to be, it's only one. A little more clear. Each one should get the questions of its own shtickle toira. Right? Because we saw three different zachen that were going on over there. We saw about Irani Dachas. And we saw about a Brzoz of Rezara. And we saw about Hazama. Three, two, and two. So Rashi comes over here and he says, "Ve'im alomer chamada seven chakiras bechadina." It's not seven chakiras, and you know, with one din. Ela bechol chada v'chada avera kedichsev ba. Whatever it says, right? Birani dachas tlasa. What is it? Trey. Made themselves in trey. So each one should have it. The im kain lichtavinu achmana bechada. If he really thought that it should be that it's seven with one, they should have put them all together. Rashi says, "Im kain the ba'inan sheva the lichtavinu." Let's learn and write it by one, and we'll learn how the nefesh is from it. In fact, they split it up. Then maybe dafka ksivi, only according to what each one was actually written. Right? So how do you know that's not the case? And for the Gemara, kevin de kulu behadi adadi ksiva, since they write the same ideas in all of them, meaning you have to go and you have to ask them, so we equate all of them together. Mahadadi Alfi, we learn which one from the next. V'kevin di Alfi Mahadadi, since they learn about the one from the next. Kamantik Sivadadaba Bechadadami. It's like it's written all by one thing. Rashi says, Klamai, kevin di Bakulu Kasabahu, Debo Jerisha, they need Jerisha, the Hishvao son, Laha Milsa, and they equated for those things. Alkin Mahadadi Alfi, and learn from the one from the next. Litain Esaomer, Shalzeh Bazeh. And each one is learning one for the next. And since they learn from each other, it's like it was written at one time. In fact, the Gemara, what? But they're not similar to any other. As she says, they're not similar one to the next. Irani Dachas is different than individual of a Zara. It's different than Edom Zomin. How could you go and you can learn everyone from the next? How are they not similar to one another? Let's break it down. Simon Palat Saifas Ra. Irani Dachas, Lahanach Tarti Ladam. You can't compare any Irani Dachas, an entire city as of Rezara, to the other two. Why not? The Shekane Mamonam Palat. Because of the property of those people. Palat runs away, so to speak, escapes, doesn't get destroyed. Rashi says, Avad lo tesi bei elachakiris harmuas ba. In other words, the opposite of what I just said, that when it comes to nidachas, everything's destroyed. But the other two, their money gets saved, doesn't get destroyed. If one person of a zara, he gets killed. The one person, you know, the enim zomim shtickle, only they get, but their money gets out of the way. But when it comes to the stuff of the nidachas, everything gets destroyed over there. Avodah zara l'anach takta l'dam, you can't compare avodah zara to the other two. Shekein b'sayif, because those that that are involved with nidachas and... Rashi points out that Irinidachas is Irinidachas Besayef Edom Zomimin, the Parsh Samash Moshim Eden Al Rotseach, Midrsev Nefesh Ben Nefesh, Ein Ba'ein, Vinami Mishtai Bechol Edom Zomimin, the Yeshmem Beskila, Miu Hol, the Yeshmem Besayef, Lo Achmir Kra, Layu La Misan, Achiachru Hamazimin Osan. When a person is guilty of a Avodah Zarah, the way that it works is they get skila, stoning, which is more chamor than irnidachas, which just gets sayef, beheading, or Edom Zomin. Edom Zomin, so we can't compare those two. And Edom Zomin, Lanach Tatu Ladam, we can't compare Edom Zomin to the other ones because Shekein Tzrichen Asra, because they need to have a warning before there is a punishment when it comes to Edom Zomin. Edom Zomim do not get warned, but the Avodah Zarah Nicks do get warned. I hope I said that right the first time. And therefore, you can't compare the two. Now, I want to just take one step back. We read in Rashi that when it comes to Edom Zomim, it's not Dafka, they're Sayef. Edom Zomim get whatever they tried to give. But Lamaise, it could be Sayef, and since it could be Sayef, therefore falls into that category. The bottom line is you can't learn all these things out from each other. So we're back to our original question over here. How do you know that it's seven for every case? Maybe it's three for one of them, two for the other, and two for the other. You know, three by Yernidachas, and two by Azama, and two by, Hashem, what's the other one? An individual doing Avodah Zarah, therefore you wouldn't be able to learn out one from the X, and here we see they're not compared to one another. Says the Gemara, Behetiv, Hetiv, Yafinu Me'adadi, and a Chenami, where we learn out a Gezera Shava, right, of the word, we have the word Hetiv comes up, and therefore we compare the two of them. Gezera Shava Mufnehu, and it's a Gezera Shava that's open, because all in each one of them, the word is extra to be used in order to make a Gezera Shava. Because if it wouldn't have been free, then we could have knocked it out. Like we said before, that each one is not compared to the other. Whenever you have a Gezera Shava, if the word is needed for itself and you can't compare it, then you can't compare it. But if it's not needed, so then you have an opportunity to be able to learn out for to each other. And that's what happens over here. Says Rashi, Kedemifarsh Va'azav, Ein Meshivin Aleha, Shazuhi Mida B'Torah, Gezera Shava, Hamufna Lemaidin, Vein Meshivin, you can learn from it and then you can't hack it out. Right? Okay. Now the Gemara shows that these words actually, the word heitev is actually extra and not needed, and therefore it's mufna, and to be able to use as Gezera Shava to learn out from each other. Loi, it's taka emes, that afnui mufne, it's actually open to be learned from. Midahava leim lemichta v'darshu v'chokru, since it could have said the words, Rashi, midahava leim lemichta be'idim zomimin v'darshu v'chokru, Vishani Kra Bidibure Behetev, and added this in, Rashi says, Shinuya Delishna, Lafnuye, V'Iker Kra Lidrasha de Minyana. Right, Shema Mino Lafnuye, so we learn out that it is extra over here. Right, it could have said the words V'Chakru, V'Darshu, and then we will learn those out. But the fact that it says Heitev, instead of saying some sort of question over here, so it goes and connects these other ones over there. And we could learn a Gezera Shava from it. Didn't need it. In fact, the Gemara, Vakati Mufna Mitzad Echadu. But this is only open from one side. Bishlama Hanuchtarti Mufnahu. Okay, we know that these two of them are free and available by Edom Zomimin and by an individual Avodah Zarah. We can go and use it. Rashi says, Bishlama Hanuchtarti Avodah Zarah, Edom Zomimin, the Lok Siv Behu Chakira. Motzis lemeimar midahavet lenemichtav loshen chakira because of heitev could have been chakira and wrote heitev shinuya delishna who it's a switch of the loshen there la kushe lishonos steam lemidrashba gezer shavah to go ahead and to equate them. You threw in a weird word that wasn't necessary and therefore that word now can be used as mufna mishum dahavet lemichtav says the Gemara back at the Gemara bishlam alachtati mufna mishum dahavet lemichtav. Like we said, it could have been written without the word heitev, and the word heitev there comes extra. Elir nidachas, may have a little mikhtav. What could have been written differently? Says Rashi, Elir nidachas, the chsivba, vidarashta, vichakarta, My havale lemichta b'makom heitev leminyana. What could have the Torah written there by the Nachas? Haksiva kula. Haksiva kulu. It already wrote everything that it should have written. Again, we have three things written there. Vidarashta, number one. Vichakarta. And Vishaalta heitev. Right? So the other psukim have only two questions. By an individual who says, it says Vidarashta. And then it says the word heitev. Vidarshu and heitev. So therefore the word heitev, we understand why it's free over here, right? Because chakira, you know, the word v'chakarta written over there, and the word heitev there, it's used as xereshava. But it doesn't apply when it comes to the Erni Dachas, because over there they already used those words vidarashta v'chakarta. So the word heitev, which is at the end of the pasuk, is just only showing another question that has to be asked of the Edim. So now you know there's three, but we don't know that it's open in order to learn as a Gezer Shava. And for the Gemara, Hasan Nami after the Mufta. No, don't worry, that's also open. This also open in order to learn from the Havel the Mikhtav Darosh Tidrosh or Chakor Tachkor. It could have used the Lashon and doubled up on it. You have to write the word Heite, Vishani Krabi Dibure, and it switched the way it normally speaks. But Heite, and then that word, Shmaminol Afnuye, that teaches that now it's free for this Gezerah Shavah. Says Rashi, Lite Nesa'am or Shal Zeba Zev, Ike Shavah Bakulo. And now we have seven in total, 3, 2, and 2. We have ourselves a winner in aisle 4, and that's 7 for everyone. Okay, so now we worked out when it comes to Edim Zomamin, and when it comes to Avodah Zarah V'Yachid, and we come to Erni Dachas, so you have to have the Zion Chakiros, etc. What about others? V'asu Nechnokin B'Kal V'Chomer. And Chenek, we learned down, with a Kal V'Chomer, Mineskalin U'Mineherogin. We obviously know, we learned out Skila, and Neherogin means the idea of beheading, of Sayef, right? So we know that of... And we'll learn how to give chenek also for them. Nisrafim b'kal v'chomer. And sreifa is learned now from a kal v'chomer, miniskalim, from skila. We got to ask if we have to have these chakiros in order to help those who get them off of being killed by more chomer cases of skila and sayef, like herek, then... By Srefa and by Skila, Srefa, by Srefa and Chenek, which are more kal, of course we're going to try to get them off. If someone has a less punishment, we give someone off from a more punishment, we're going to get off from a less punishment. We learn it from a kal v'chomer. Rashi says that the skila chamura mi srefa, skila is more chamur than srefa. Aval min eragin leka lemidrash kal v'chomer lenesrafin. From chenek, hereg, Hashem, from the sword, leka lemidrash kal v'chomer lenesrafin, demalin eragin shekain misasen kala, that's more of a kal punishment. Frank the Gemara, honey, chlera banan darme skila chamura. Oh, this brings us back. Ooh, baby. We saw this in a... This is a Gemara in here. This is a machlokas about what's the level, the order of chamira, of punishments over here. This works well according to one who says that stoning is more chamor than sreifa. Therefore, if someone's chayev skila is going to have is a benefit or not of examining him to get him off the hook. So clearly by sreifa also. Rabbi Shimon says that sreifa is more chamor than skila. So Michael Mamer, where are you going to learn it from? Maybe those who get sreifa don't get this benefit of the seven questions over here in order to get them off the hook. So this is Gemara. Ella, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says that both by Irani Dachas and by an individual who does Avodah Zarah, the pasuk says Vihine Emes Nachon, Vihine Emes Nachon. Right. So we learn out this idea. It's true. It's true and it's firm. It's true and it's firm. In each case. So now we just added to the seven questions another four questions. Says Rashi, Bavodazar, Uksiv Nami Bi'erni Dachas. It's written by both of them. Umashma Emes V'Nachon Drisha V'Chakira. That's Mashma from these things. And we have Drisha and Chakira from this. Ha Chadsre. Now we have a total of not 7, but 7 plus 4 is 11. Rashi says, Shiva del Elv del Acha. 7 from before and 4 of now. So how does that break up now? Sheva l'sheva chakiros, 7 for the 7 chakiros. So we ask, and dal t'las l'gezeres shava, take away 3 in order to, for because of the gezeres shava that exists, so it's connect them all. Pashul chada, that leaves over 1 l'Rabbi Shimon l'asuyin israfim, according to Rabbi Shimon, that extra 1 is including the 7 for nisrafim, for burning. L'rabbanan milsa da'asib akav v'chomer tarach v'kasav l'kra. So the classic idea which comes up, that even though you can learn it from akav v'chomer, sometimes the Torah still goes out of its way to write it out as well. In fact, the Gemara, Megandif ba Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo comes on the attack against this hard. Emela suye shmone chakiros. Maybe we should say that the last shtickle of that extra one is coming to include that you have to have 8 chakiros, not 7, but 8. So why are you going using it as adding in the srafin? Shmone chakiros, meika, affect the Gemara. Are there 8 chakiros? Says Rashi. Hashas mahader ad Rabbi Avo mi motzis mishkachas shmona chakiros b'tavarim mevi'in lidei azama. This is the Gemara itself asking. We only have 7, so there's no 8 to even be asked altogether. Alam alo, frak tamar, what do you mean? Why can't there be 8? Va'ika lasui b'kama bishah. You could also ask, what part of the hour? And so he says, what hour of the day? You could say, what part of the hour? It says, Rashi v'chilo motzis mishkachas chakiros shminis. Ha'ika lasui b'kama bishah. You could ask, what part of the hour it was? V'tanya namiachi, and there's a price that says, how you both going to sober shmona chakiros? The judges will examine them with 8 questions, and therefore, according to Rav Yehuda's pshat of the psukim, why does Rav Shimon use the last one to include sreifa? Maybe it's including an 8th question. Says the Gemara, Hanichela Baye, Libid Rabbi Meir. This question of Rose asking works according to Baye, in the words of Rabbi Meir, Da'amar Ein Adam Toa Velo Klum, who says that people don't make a mistake at all. They are exacting and they know everything, and therefore you go and ask an 8th question. Ulhach Lishna Nami Da'amar Adam Toa Mashu, and also according to one Rabbi Meir that says that person makes a mistake, but only a little bit. Shapir, then it's good to ask, you know, this 8th question, what part of the hour are we dealing with? El Baye Libid Rabbi Yehuda, Da'amar Adam Toa Chatzi Shah. The Behuda says a person makes a mistake up to 30 minutes. Or Lorav Adamar Toa in Shituva. It says people make a mistake even more than that. Then Michael, remember, we're going to say now, because the time of the hour is not going to be helpful anymore, and therefore it's clearly being used for Sereifa, right? And therefore you can't say that there's 8 questions. Ela Sui Bekama Biovel. In fact, what do you mean? Let the 8th question be, in what year of the Yovel cycle did it happen? And therefore, you have your 8 questions, and if you don't have to include Sreifa. It says, Gemara, Hainu Be'ez HaShavua. We already asked that. That's the one it says, in Be'ez HaShavua, which means in what year of the cycle. El Suye Be'ez HaYovel. Why don't we ask which Yovel it happened in? You know, different Yovels. So he always says back, V'idach, meaning Rav Shimon, he says, Kevin Da'amar Be'ez HaShavua, since he asked which 7-year period it happened, lo boy Be'ez HaYovel. You don't have to ask which Yovel, it's not necessary to ask which Yovel, because witnesses don't delay from one to the next. That's 50-year difference. Says Rashi, Dein Edom Mamtinali Dusan Mi Yovel Al Techaver. It just doesn't make any sense. Therefore, it's open to teach us that last one of the 11 is left over to teach us to compare it to Sreifa. By Sreifa also, we do the 7 questions. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Now, we had said that Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, no, you only have to have 3 questions over here. What day it was, what hour, and what place, and that's it. Tanya wrote to the Braisa, Omer, Rabbi Yossi, the Chacham, Rabbi Yossi said to the Chacham, aka the Tanakama, Ledevrechem, Mishabav Omer, Emesh Hargo. According to you, if someone comes to court and he says that this guy killed this guy yesterday. Omer lo be'ezah shavua, be'ezah shana, be'ezah chodesh, be'kam be'chodesh. Now you want to say, oh, okay, what 7-year period is it, and which year, and what month, and what day of the month? That's what the guy just said. He did it yesterday. You don't need all these things. Omer lo chom says back to him, l'dvarecha, okay, well, according to you, says only 3, mishabava omer, achshav hargo, I killed someone now. Omer lo, do we say to him, be'ezah yom, be'ezah shah, be'ezah makom? Do you say, right, the guy, do we say all these things, which day, which time, which place? Doesn't make sense according to you either. You're like, what are you going to ask? Ela, afagav, delo tzarech, even though you don't need it, you're doing it anyway. right? You don't need to go and say all these things. Ramina Nale, we want to put these things on the witness. We want to cause them some, you know, shake them up a little bit. Kidder Rav Shimon ben Elazar, like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rashi says, La tricham, da amr leil taf lamed beis, then me see in all you as ha'idim, mi mukkum la mukkum, kedeshi tetar of taitan aleim yachsmen. We move them from one place to another, so it'd be hard for them to back out on the thing that they're saying over here. So, hachanami, afagav de lo tzarek, even though we don't really need to ask the questions, Ramina Lele, we put him also, kidder Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Yossi says back, Emish Hargo Shkiach Barovedios. He says, listen, it's very normal that people come and they walk at the base and they said that yesterday I went and I killed someone. Therefore, you only need three questions. Akshav Hargo Shkiach Barovedios. It's not a common thing as someone comes to this thing and says that, oh, I saw this guy killed someone right now. That's not a normal situation. Therefore, your question on me is not so strong. My question on you is strong, and therefore, you really only need three questions. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, we said, Makir Matem Oso. Did you recognize him? You know if he's a Jew? Did you know if he's a guy? Tan Rabba. Makir Matemo, so do you recognize him? Nachri Harag, Yisrael Harag. Right, did this guy you're accusing of here, this guy Reuven, did he kill a guy or did he kill a Jew? Hisrei Simbo, did you warn the guy? Right, Kiba Elav Asra, did he accept the Asra that you warned him? Rashi says, Yodei Ani Shekin, Ani Musa Shalola. So the guy say like, yeah, I know that you're telling me this, I'm not allowed to do this. Hitir Atzmo Lamisa, did he matter himself to go ahead for Misa? Says Rashi, Shekishe Yisri Simbo, Al Tavor, Shatom Mishchaya Misa Plonius. Don't do it because you're going to get this Misa. Huomer, I'm a nuts Kenaneos. I'm doing it for that. Im lo, hifker, atzmo, enonerik. It'll come with duff in mouth. If he didn't mafker himself, then we're not going to do that. Hamis besok kedei dibor. Did he end up killing him within kedei dibor? Rashi says, kedei she'ino, she'ila shalom, she'im shahal acha asra yosami kedei dibor. If he waited too long, then ikalamemer, she'kfar shachach asra. Maybe he forgot that already. Ha'ovid avodah zara, in the case of someone who did avodah zara, esmi avodah, did you ask him, you know, I'm sorry, esmi avodah, who did he worship? Lipor Avad, Lamarkulis Avad. Did he worship Poor or did he worship Markulis? Another type of Rezara. Ubame Avad. And how did he do it? Bezibuach, Bekitor, Benisam, Chishtachavoya. Did he shecht something to it? Did he burn something for it? Did he do Nisach, like some libations? Did he bow down to it? Right? What exactly is it that he did? Amarullah. You know what? We're going to stop here because Ula is about to go into a new Inyan. My friends, we're going to stop over here and wish all y'all a great, great day.